Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our segment, our hadith segment, and we are continuing with our chapter on oppression. We come today to hadith 217. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who is the bankrupt person? قَالُوا. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum responded, الْمُفْلِسُ فِيْنَا مَلَّا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَعَ. A muflis, a bankrupt person, is one who is, he doesn't have dirhams by him. He doesn't have any possessions. That is a muflis. He's bankrupt. فقال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم then said, إن المفلس من أمتي ما يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وزكاة ويأتي قد شتم هذا وقذف هذا وأكل مال هذا وسفك دم هذا وضرب هذا فيعطى هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته فإن فنيت حسناته قبل أن يقضى ما عليه أخذ من خطاياهم فطرحت عليه ثم طرح في النار رواه مسلم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a real bankrupt person is, verily the bankrupt person from my ummah, min ummati, from my ummah, may ya'ti yawm al-qiyamah, is when he comes on that day of qiyamah. Close your eyes and imagine, visualize. You are reminded every day. You are reminded every day of that day of qiyamah. Maliki yawm al-deen, every unit of salah, you are reminded, you're going to be standing in front of the master of that day, the judge of that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With what face, with what heart are we going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَا يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَسِيَامٍ وَزَكَاتٍ. A person is going to come, a real muflis, a bankrupt person from my ummah, is the one who comes on the day of qiyamah, is going to come with salah, bi salatin, with salah, wa siyamin, with fasting, wa zakatin, with charity, zakat, everything. Wa ya'ti, and he comes, qad shatama hadha, he used derogatory terms for a particular person. He slandered a particular person. وَقَذَفَ هَذَا, slandered a particular person. وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا, he ate the wealth of this person. وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا, he spilled the blood of this person. وَضَرَبَ هَذَا, he hit that person. All of these crimes took place. So let's analyze the situation. Let's put you. Let's visualize. You are standing on the plains of Arafah. Most of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, those of us who didn't go for Hajj, that ability to go for Hajj, the means to go for Hajj, in a manner that is excellent, 100% good for our spirituality. Those who went for Hajj, you stood on those plains of Arafah. You saw everyone was wearing the same clothing. More or less, everyone was standing there. This reminds you that the day of Qiyamah, you'll be standing even with no clothes. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha asked, how is it possible that we're going to be standing there, no clothing? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on that day the matter is much more serious than a person worrying about the next person's aura. O kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. So when you're standing on that plains of Arafah, perhaps that was a moment which enabled you to visualize the day of Qiyamah. And probably that even drew you closer. Probably that even drew you closer to wanting, to desiring, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a higher degree of intensity. Muraqabah is something where you sit in seclusion, you ponder, and you go into a different world. You go into a different world. Today they call it, you wear those glasses and it sticks to your face, to your eyes, that you literally think that you're in a different world. You literally think that you are in another world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, showed us the way, and the day of Qiyamah is coming. What preparations have you made? Or what preparations are you making? So muraqabah is where you sit in seclusion and you ponder, you go into this deep concentration, and that just then entices you. Thereafter, it's like fuel for your day, that you just now need to do something. You cannot. And we've seen our pious seniors, till today, if you go in their places where they reside, close by, they will have a room, and that room is for muraqabah. Muraqabah maut, you call it also. You ponder over death. You ponder over Qiyamah. They would go to such extents as well that they would have a room that is, you could say, a little bit bigger than a qabr, but the color is the color of soil. The color is the color of soil. And they would then enter that room and stay there, and they would be in a different world, totally disconnected from the world and drawing, heading on. It's like a spiritual journey towards the Akhirah. So visualize this year on the day of Qiyamah, you're going to be there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is drawing your attention that look, you did fast, you came with your salah, you came with your zakat, but at the same time, you oppressed this person, you oppressed that person, you ate the wealth of this person, you spilled the blood of this person, you slapped that person, you slapped that person. If you see on the media, you'll find there's a new sport that is called, Allah knows best what it's called even, we don't want to promote these sports. Anyway, the gist of it is, it's a slapping sport, if you want to call it. A person slaps one person, and he must tolerate, take it like a man, they say. In the name of sport, he just has to sit, and big men with big forearms slapping another man, and he must just stand there on the side of his face. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach us how to be human beings, not to stand and slap a person in the name of sport. So you will be taken to task on that day for slapping, for hitting, for spilling the blood, for eating the wealth unlawfully, for doing all these things. And what's going to happen? فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ It will be given. All your good deeds will be given to the so-and-so person. To so-and-so person. You hit that person, okay, let's take some deeds here. Or you got salah, yeah, let's take some salah, let's give it to him now. Because Today is the day of justice. The day of justice. Maliki Yawmiddin, the master of judgment day. Allah first reminds you of His Rahmat. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Most merciful, most compassionate. Then Maliki Yawmiddin. To teach you, Allah is most merciful, most compassionate. But when you are unjust, then remember, the Master of Judgment Day is going to be there, and He does not oppress anyone, not even by an atom. Allah is totally just. And that is the day of justice. So you harm this one, come. You recall in the beginning of the chapter, we did the hadith where a horned sheep harmed a sheep with no horns, a hornless sheep. A horned sheep harmed a hornless sheep. On that day, on the day of Qiyamah, the hornless sheep will be, Allah knows best how Allah will do it, and He will take retribution. The hornless sheep will now, if it is in that way, where He's given horns, and He will take His retribution that He needs to take back. For sheep, there's no, or for animals in general, you're not going to say that, okay, that was a kind animal. But remember, the day of justice is the day of justice. So, Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take retribution for all those things. That is why muraqabah is so important. Allah grant me the quality, you the quality, where you sit and you ponder. Because we need to take stock of ourselves before it is too late, then you cannot do anything. Rather take stock daily of yourself. You do your income statement, your balance sheet. You know in accounting you get, okay, what is bringing our assets? Let's look at our liabilities. Let's look at what is bringing all the incomes on one side, expenses one side. And then we do the income statement. We see what balances, where are we falling short. So much effort is taken into your wealth, which is good. It's good to do that. But what happens if you just took that same and even more emphasis on your actions and you said, okay, now I'm going to do this for my actions every day. I'm going to become an accountant. I'm going to become an accountant of my actions. Let's do balance sheet. Come. Today I took this person's wealth and it was unlawful. Now I'm going to make a plan, write it down. If I can't meet the person, it's too late now. I'm going to give it to him tomorrow. If I can do an EFT now, get it off my plate. I don't want to have this wealth in my hands. You do take stock of yourself before a day comes where they are laying you into the qabr, and then you can't do anything. So remember what's going to happen if we don't do this. On the day of Qiyamah, this is now the day of retribution. You didn't sort out your affairs in this world, so come on the day of Qiyamah and let's see now. Okay, so you spill the blood of that person. All right, let's give the money there. You stole the money of that person, let's give the money there. You did that to that person, come. Now, what is going to happen? You are sitting with the deeds, good deeds, your good actions, your salah, your fasting, your zakat. All of that good is going to be handed over to him. All of the good is going to be handed over to him. That person, that person, that person, all the people that you oppressed. Allah is forgiving, most merciful, most compassionate. But when it involves another person, then remember, there you have to now make, ask the person for forgiveness, give the money back if it's got to do with wealth. All of this needs to be in place. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَن يُقْضَى مَا عَلَيْهِ. If his good deeds now has been exhausted, what's going to happen now? All his good deeds are gone to everybody now. And there is still now people who have been oppressed by this person. What's going to happen now? This is what's going to happen now. أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَتُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ. Their bad, evil actions is going to be placed on your scale now. The day of justice, you have to understand, the day of justice, their bad deeds are going to be placed on your scale. You are sitting now, you had that zakat, you had that salah, you had all of that, all of a sudden, you're sitting with zero, and in fact, you have bad deeds now in your name. And here the words I use, فَتُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ, it will be flung upon him. Because that's not something you want. Your father is angry with you, and you did such a major crime. He takes that phone and he sees all the haram that you looked at. He takes that phone and he throws it, and the phone breaks. That bad deeds of those people are not going to be, yeah, take, mashallah, you're going to be happy. No, it's going to be flung at you. Then, not only that, ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ, then you are going to be thrown into the fire. You'll be thrown into the fire. So a lesson for myself, firstly. What is access to not even indulge in it? People will tell you, take this year, take this year. They will have someone passed away in the family. Before even sorting out the affairs, according to the Sharia, take this year for you. You don't have the right to even say that. That belongs to someone. It's the inheritance. And now you're just taking. No, take whatever you want. One person, the elder brother of the family, says, okay, just take whatever wants, take whatever. He hasn't even discussed with the other siblings, discussed with the mother, discussed with those who are the rightful heirs. And you are just taking haram and haram and haram. What's going to happen? The more you are going to indulge in all of this year, you are causing harm upon yourself. Barakah is being taken out of your life. And before you know it, that same very wealth is taking you now into Jahannam. Allah protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, that we stay away from that which is unlawful. Whether it is our actions, whether it is our wealth, whether it is someone else's wealth, we stay away, hold back. The day of Qiyamah is coming. Look, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innal muflisa, who is a muflis, who is a bankrupt person? Min ummati may ya'ti yawm al-qiyamati. Is going to come on that day of Qiyamah. Visualize the fact that you are going to be standing on that plains of on the day of Qiyamah, and you're going to be there. You are not going to be worried, hey, that person is standing without clothes on that day. It's going to be so severe. Allah protect us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that ability to sort out our affairs, that not a single person must be there who is going to claim from us, who's going to take our good deeds. To the point when we do our statement, we are left not with no profits. We are in fact left in a total loss. Innal insana lafi khusr. Total loss. Allah protect us. If you're mu'min, you will still go to Jannah one day, inshallah. That is our belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You are going to go. The belief of the Muslimin, you're going to go to Jannah one day. Allah protect us. And give us the ability also to take stock of ourselves every single day before we sleep, before we leave this world.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.